This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Yes, sir! Good morning, family. Oh, my goodness. So I was going to come in here on Tuesday. I'd been off on Friday and Monday, and I wish I could have kept this being like a Monday show where I would have talked about everything that happened from that NFL Sunday, because the NFL is currently drunk at the moment. But then last night, when the Warriors played the Hawks, in order for the Warriors to get their 5th win in a row to move to 9-1 on the season, Steph had a monster night.
Curry steps in, takes a teardrop, and he's got it! His 50. 121-99. 10th time Curry has scored 50 or more. Draymond with a foul. And listen to the applause at Chase Center for Stephen Curry.
At 33 years old, Steph is now the oldest player in NBA history with 50 points and 10 assists in a game. He's the third Warriors player in franchise history with 10-plus 50-point games, joining Rick Barry and Wilt Chamberlain. And well, Steph has 10 of them, Rick Barry has 14, and Wilt Chamberlain has 105. I don't think he's going to be catching Wilt Chamberlain anytime soon in that regard, but my goodness, what a game last night. 888-957-9570, that's the text line and the phone number if you want to weigh in. And my main takeaway is, for one thing, just that first half, the way that Steph had started it out, scoring the team's first, 8 points, and then he would eventually have 10, and then he'd have that issue with the shoulder where he was trying to go around a screen and somehow jammed his left shoulder. Everyone was trying to play doctor at that point, right? When we saw Steph grimacing, when we saw the moment where he's just holding his left shoulder, show of hands, how many of you said immediately, oh, dislocated shoulder? Oh man, something's up there. Oh no, what do we got? He could be out for the next 2 to 4 weeks. You know, we all try to play that sports doctor anytime something like that happens, but then he would come back in the game and you'd see him back on the bench working with Rick Celebrini, and he'd have that big ice pack on his left shoulder, and it actually started to get a little red, but he would end that half with 24 points, and then he would get shoved by John Collins. I wouldn't necessarily call it shoved. It's not exactly like Nikola Jokic and Markieff Morris, but John Collins at the end of the half, after Steph drained a three, John Collins tried getting the ball back from him and pushing him away and all that. Then in the second half, Steph goes nuclear. And the team's 9-1 right now. I don't want to make any snap judgments on the season because we still have an entire 2020-21 season to go. By that, I'm meaning we still got, 71 games left in the year? So I don't want to try and make any snap judgments about this team. There's a lot that can happen during the year. There's a lot that can happen after these first 10 games. I, too, cannot wait until Klay Thompson and James Wiseman comes back. I can't wait for that. But also, we're going to have to. And I think that in this time, we should just continue to appreciate what we're watching right now because the Warriors are playing some of their best ball that we've seen in a little bit, in quite a long time because they've been doing it in a variety of ways. We've seen the Warriors go on little streaks like this, but when they lost to the Grizzlies, right? They had that tough loss in OT to the Grizzlies. Then they come back. They face the Thunder. They win 103-82. Then they face the Charlotte Hornets, who are a very good offensive team. They win 114-92. Then they go to the play the New Orleans Pelicans, 126-85. Then they play the Houston Rockets, 120-107. Then they play the Hawks and win 127-113. I mean, these are not just wins where they're squeaking them out. The Buffalo Bills, for example, before they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 9-6, and as I said, the NFL's drunk, prior to that, they'd been beating the bad teams up. And that's what the Warriors have been doing, and that's the sign of a good team right there, is when they do face the bad teams, they don't come close, and they end up kicking their ass. And that's what the Warriors have been doing. But last night, they're playing a Hawks team, who are going to be contenders within the Eastern Conference. They're going to be somewhere. I don't know if they're going to be like a top four seed. I don't know if that's going to be happening with them, but we can at least expect them to be within the top eight. And I think they actually got a very good roster. I enjoy watching the Hawks. I like John Collins. DeAndre Hunter, I'm glad they got him back after being injured last season. Bojan Bogdanovic, or is it Bogdan? Which one are we? It is Bogdan, excuse me. I get my Bogdanovic's mixed up. It's Bogdan Bogdanovic. I like him. He was looking good for a little bit of that game yesterday. Trae Young is Trae Young. Gallinari, Solomon Hill, Cam Reddish, all coming off the bench. DeLong Wright, Gorgui Dieng. I like that team. And that might have been the best roster they've faced so far this homestand. And they made it look easy. And it's not just the fact that Steph had a 50-burger. It's not just that. But it's also the adjustment they made defensively, forcing other guys besides Trae Young to try and make a shot, which they couldn't do. I haven't even mentioned Kevin Huerter yet. I think Kevin Huerter's a nice piece off the bench, but in the end, he was -9 in that game. Danilo Gallinari was not good. They tried to force him to make some shots, too. Overall, they just put the Hawks in a place where the Hawks didn't feel like they could be successful. And then on top of that, Steph is just going off. And my favorite sequence of the entire game, it's not just Steph, too. I mean, everybody on the team picked it up. But my favorite sequence of the game was with about, we'll just say a minute and a half left in the third quarter. And the Hawks just miss a three straight up, and the Warriors grab a tough rebound, give the ball to Steph. Then it's Steph one-on-one with Kevin Huerter, and they try to double him with Solomon Hill, but then Steph just pulls up in Kevin Herter's face and knocks one down.
Here comes Curry into a quick three with a minute 13 to go, and he nailed it! Huerter went one way, Curry went the other. Golden State up by 10.
And then on the other side, Kevin Huerter takes the ball up the floor, and then Curry does this.
Huerter coming now, stolen away by Curry from behind. Curry banged by Huerter. It's a foul. Curry threw it up, and Curry wants the crowd to get into this. It's, come on, let's go.
They,
get on board this train.
They called time, and excuse me, Tim Roy, I'm sorry for talking over your cut. I'm not meant to do that. But they called time in that moment. And in that moment, that's as pumped as you'll see Steph. We've seen Steph go on these crazy just surges of athletic explosiveness We see him knock down these fadeaway threes, these step back threes, just doing anything, teaching these guys what it means to go up against Steph Curry. Like, that's what we saw last night. It was a vintage Steph Curry game. But that energy that he brought toward the end of the third quarter and going into the fourth, I mean, that goes unmatched. You could tell that it was rubbing off on guys like JTA. I thought JTA last night was fantastic. You could tell that he was bringing the energy on the defensive end of the floor whenever he got his minutes in his 15 minutes of time. He did end up putting 11 points, and he knocked down some big three-pointers. He was 3 of 4 overall from the line. But I thought that JTA was fantastic. I thought eventually Wiggins started to pick it up a little bit in that game. Draymond has continued to be fantastic as a strong man. Now, I would like to see him continue to take more threes. He was only 0 of 1 yesterday, but he had 9 assists and the 7 rebounds, 4 of which were offensive. And those second chance points were huge. I thought Jordan Poole yesterday, not as efficient, could have been better, but he's still getting his assist, and also he's not turning the ball over as much. I thought Iguodala yesterday off the bench was fantastic. Iguodala with that lob dunk at the end of the game, really to seal it with the pass from Damian Lee. Damian Lee yet again scoring double digits. He had 11 in this game. Gary Payton II does it defensively. He was the one that was flying around with Trae Young when they run the box in one. And essentially what the box in one is that you keep four of your players in a zone while you have a guy who's the quote-unquote chaser. And Gary Payton II was the chaser in this situation. And that luxury that you have, if the Hawks start missing shots off that and they can't figure out a high school defense in the box in one, which is essentially what it is when you're trying to follow around their best player, if they can't figure out a way to thwart that, then they're just going to keep doing it. And that's what they really did in the second half. Trae Young mentioned it at the end of the game, and Gary Payton II was the one who was just running around trying to follow him, giving Steph some time to rest on the defensive end. And we know how good he's been so far this season defensively. So everything was working last night in the 127-113 win over the Hawks. And Steph talked about just how nice it is to have these kind of nights every now and then.
It's always nice. I didn't never come out with like a certain number in mind. It's just when you get it going, you just keep going. And the game was kind of weird because we got off to a good start and then Trae got hot and, you know, they went on a run. We had enough life at the end of the second quarter to got us back into it going into halftime. The third quarter was awesome. Everything starts to go right. Shots start to fall. You know, our defense was locked in, creating turnovers, everybody getting involved. And then, you know, like an explosion like that, so much energy, you know, around a team in this arena taking care of home court. So it was a fun night.
And shout out to NBC Sports Bay Area for this graphic here, but they showed this on the post game. And here's what the Warriors look like by quarter. Here's their plus minus overall by quarter. If you're not into plus minus with players, that's totally fine because those numbers can be a bit skewed. But the plus-minus overall for the team, the point differential, in the first quarter, plus 38. The second quarter, minus 28. They were a plus 21 last night, or excuse me, a minus 2 last night, so they continued that number. But then in the third quarter, they're a plus 94. They've scored 94 more points than their opponent overall in the third quarter through 10 games. And then in the fourth quarter, they're at plus 36. So I'd say that's pretty good so far. And they were plus 21 overall last night in the third quarter. Like, that's what they did. And it was all punctuated by that pull-up three by Steph and that steal. And I mentioned it at the beginning. I understand there's all the talk that, look, this is the best team in the Western Conference right now, and this is the type of team that can contend for a title. I want to set that aside for a little bit because a lot can happen in the season, and I know I can't wait till Clay and Wiseman come back too. And really, we're going to be getting a start on that conversation pretty soon as the Clay talks start to ramp up and the Wiseman talks start to ramp up. But right now, we're watching a Warriors basketball team who are playing out of their minds right now. And they're led by a guy in Stephen Curry who went 50, 10, and 7. 50 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds last night, and 3 steals, only turning the ball over twice, not even having a foul in the box score. And oh yeah, he did it when he had a little stinger to his left shoulder in the first half, which actually I think people held their breath for a second and thought, oh no, what if they have to play without Steph moving forward? Couldn't believe it last night, but then again, I could believe it. And Steve Kerr had to say the same thing. We'll get to what he had to say about Steph's night on the other side. Then we'll continue to talk a little bit more about Curry. But 888-957-9570, that's the text line and the phone number if you want to weigh in on anything today. But right now, we are talking Warriors. A little later on in the show, we will get to some 49ers as well, because I do have some thoughts after not being on the show yesterday. We'll get to all that next. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Won't even take a shot. They have to get on the bus and the plane and get ready for the Utah Jazz tomorrow night. There's your buzzer. Final score, Warriors 127 and Atlanta 113.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
And you heard Tim Roy there. 127 to 113 was your final as the Warriors take down the Atlanta Hawks in convincing fashion, where Steph Curry puts up a 50-burger, becomes the oldest player in NBA history at 33 years old to have 50 points and 10 assists in a game. He is also the third Warriors player in history with 10-plus 50-point games in his career. Right now, he's got 10 of them. Rick Barry has 14 of them. Wilt Chamberlain has 105. So I don't know if Steph's going to catch that. But man, that night last night, I don't even care about those stats, really. the fact that he was doing it on a hurt shoulder after what happened in the first half, where he scores the 10 points in right out the gate. I mean, he scored the first 8 points of the game for the Warriors, and you could already tell that he was on. And then he, you know, tries to run around the screen, hurts his shoulder, looks like he jams it. Really, we were all trying to play doctor. I was, at least. I said, oh, dislocated. Oh, man, he's not moving that left shoulder, because I can diagnose it. I took one semester of anatomy, damn it. And then I moved on to another major. But that's not the point. The point is, we were scared. And then in the first half, he ends with 24. And he comes out of the second half, has 26, then puts 50 on the night. I mean, this dude, Steph. There are other things that impress me about the game, and we'll get to those after the calls, but it was just so enjoyable to watch a night like that. And also, he's the first player this season to put up 50 points. And among those guys, you know, the Hardens and the Trey Youngs and the Damian Lillards and all these guys who put up huge numbers because they're the primary ball handler for the team, their usage rate is so high. Steph was just unbelievable last night. So he's the first player to do so this season. And 888-957-9570, that's the text line and the phone number if you want to weigh in. I did have some other impressions on the game that I want to get to, but we do have Mitch in New Jersey on the line. What's going on, Mitch?
How's it going, Steve? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. It's 50 out here, getting ready to go to work here. I say you got some team without two good players, Thompson, Hall of Famer, and you're 10-1. Incredible. Incredible start. What team? You know, my Clippers, they're barely over 500, and then missed superstar. I don't know if you can put him in the Hall of Fame. He's getting there. But I'm glad to see Gary Payton second. I'm getting some playing time. You're playing your rookies a few minutes. It's only up to a good run. Would you say that maybe Curry could play until he's his 40s, like Tom Brady? The numbers he will put up for the records will be incredible, because he's such a shooter. It's, you know, the rich getting richer, it seems. One more thing on your 49ers.
Yeah.
Time to play, Trey. I had to throw that in. Anyway, Steve, thanks for taking my
I appreciate you calling in, Mitch. And I actually agree with you. We'll get to that later on in the show. And can Steph play up to where Tom Brady is playing? Who's to say that he can't? But we also have to realize that Tom Brady is an athletic marvel, and the fact that he's still doing what he's doing at the age of 44. I don't know if Steph could play for another 11 years after this, but I do think that as of right now, he can at the very least, play out the rest of his contract extension that he got, the 4-year deal that he got earlier on this year. At the very least, I do think he could finish that contract out and possibly earn himself another one. I do think there's that. But Steph looks great. That's what the amazing part about it is he's scoring these 50 points, but he's doing it in a way in which he was scoring when he was 27, 28 years old, when he was the back-to-back, when he was the MVP, when he was a unanimous MVP, when he was just destroying teams. Like, we're seeing that now, and not only that, but he's headlining this club. This club that, you know, their roster, it's a very good roster, but overall, it's still, you know, it's still only a couple of years in the works here, right? Andrew Wiggins really only got his chance to play with Steph last season. Kevon Looney and Draymond Green, we know what they've been doing it. Jordan Poole getting his first chance at a starting gig right now, other than his rookie season where he was really thrusted into it. But then with your bench players, you got JTA, who finally moved on from his two-way contract, as well as Gary Payton II. Nemanja Bjelica, who had some meaningful minutes on the floor last night. In his 13 minutes, he put up 7 points, but he was a plus 17 on the floor, and he didn't have any assists, but he did have a couple of big rebounds in that one. Jonathan Kuminga getting some run. You know, Damian Lee, looks like he's worked himself out a really nice role on the bench when some people, including myself, were questioning what it would be like in the future for Damian Lee. One of my favorite moments of last night, by the way, and this is just kind of a random side note, besides, you know, what was happening on the court and with every single one of Steph's plays, and I don't know if it was that sidestep three over Herter in the right wing. I don't remember if it was that play specifically that had NBC point the cameras toward the bench, but one of my favorite moments was after Steph knocked down a three and was doing Steph things. It might have been at the end, at the in the third quarter, because they absolutely destroyed the Hawks in the third quarter. But when they put the bench, or when the camera was put on the bench, and Moses Moody is sitting there, and I think it's Bielitsa, it's someone else, but you could see Moody, even though he's wearing a mask, you could see the look of astonishment on his face. The look of, I am playing with a historic, iconic basketball player right now, and I am seeing him go off. We've seen him go off a couple of times this season. We have, but not like last night. Not like last night where he's scoring 50 points on his 28 shots, making all 13 of his free throws, with the 10 assists and the 7 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive, and then the 3 steals, and you combine that with the fact that he was hurt with his left shoulder in the first half. I think that if you look at this 50-point game that we have this year, and we look at a flurry of them, and there may be a few. I don't know how many they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to be, you know, 5 of them, 10 of them. I don't know what that number's going to be, because it's the first time that someone scored 50 this season. So really, they're on pace right now to have, what, 8 50-point games so far this year? And I don't even know if that's going to be happening. But out of all the 50-point games that will happen this season, I don't know if there's going to be a more impressive stat line than that. We'll see 50 points put up, but that's also on, you know, 40 shots, right? 40, 30, 38 shots maybe. But this dude did it on 28 shots. And for the 510, thank you, Zucci Main. It was Moody sitting with Wiggins. It was Wiggins, because Wiggins is kind of used to it. But he's also still sitting there like, who are we playing with right now? It was Wiggins. Thank you. I knew it was a veteran. I thought it was Bielitsa for some reason. I don't know why. Thank you. It was Andrew Wiggins he was sitting on the bench with. But one of the other things that I'm most impressed with this team so far is their ability to make adjustments. And that was something that I think Steve Kerr has struggled with in years past, because he's kept the same rotation. And, you know, prior to 2020, he had, you know, rotations that were pretty much set. Okay, I'm going to put these guys in at this specific time. We can go down. We can be down 15 in the second quarter, but no, our team's good enough. We'll just bounce back. It's no problem. We'll just keep the same rotation. And the in-game adjustments really weren't there for the past couple of seasons. But now you bring in a couple of new coaches with Milojevic from Serbia, and then Kenny Atkinson, Mike Brown, who's still the associate head coach, the one right under Steve Kerr. He was out last night, and he's the one that's the defensive guru, so they needed somebody in there to help make those adjustments, and that adjustment was a simple box and one against Trae Young, and that's how they used Gary Payton II, and Mitch in New Jersey brought that up. He likes how they're using GP2, and he doesn't have to be used as just a high-flying dunker. He can be used as that guy who's going to be a pest. That's something that I really like about having GP2. And how often is it that they're using all 15 players? It's very rare that you see that with any of these teams. I mean, even last night, we didn't have Lou Williams, and Lou Williams has been a Warriors killer in years past. Whenever he's coming off that screened roll, he just pulls up and just hits a mid-range. We've seen that from Lou Williams a billion times. But their ability to play everybody and have some sort of carved out role in which everyone understands what their role is, I think that's also what's been so impressive about this 9-1 start to the season right now. I really do. From the 510, I can't understand a word he's saying. Maybe, I don't know, you're talking about Mitch in New Jersey. I've been hearing him for so long, you know, it's just one of those things where eventually you get to understand it. I know it's a thick accent, but I love you, Mitch. We all love Mitch. All right, before we get to break here, we got Duriel in San Jose. What's going on, Duriel?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say that the Warriors are doing great. And I'm happy about that. I'm worried about Steph's injury, though, because if anything happens to Steph Curry, then the whole cookie crumbles for the Warriors, and we all know that. But it's looking like full squad again. Championship is in sight, and that's great. And Clay isn't even back yet. But I wanted to talk about the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G! We should have never started calling him Jimmy G. It should have been James the whole time. And like I said last week, as far as I'm concerned, his bags are already packed.
There it is.
Because he looks like, he acts like, and he plays like the quarterback that lost the Super Bowl. And we were fair to him. We let him play out his contract. When he was doing good, everybody wanted to trade him.
Call him James one time. Call him James.
We should have traded him. We should have got rid of him for Tom Brady. Because as far as I'm concerned, that was the Tampa Bay 49ers in that Super Bowl that Tom Brady won that year. So, last year. And James Garoppolo, he hasn't played good enough. And he should have been at Joe Montana's front door trying to get some of that greatness to ooze off on him. And should have been asking him how to win the Super Bowl. And I helped build Levi Stadium. I was a bricklayer there. Me and Joe from Pittsburgh. And he was doing some other kind of job. But we were working there, and we were working there for cheap. So when you go to Levi's Stadium, you better be on your best behavior. And you better root for the 49ers from the beginning of the game to the end of the game.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, Dario. He hit on all the key points there. Jimmy Garoppolo's bags are already packed. Called him James at one point. And, of course, like he mentions, he helped build Levi's Stadium, and I appreciate you doing that, Dario. I appreciate all the hard work that you put in there. But I don't understand the get to Joe's front door and just have it have the talent ooze on to Jimmy. What is this, Space Jam? where Joe Montana's just going to hold on to a football, and then Garoppolo's on the other side of the door, then he puts his hand on the football, then Joe Montana's athletic prowess is just transferred to Jimmy Garoppolo. Good Lord. Try to talk some Steph here, damn it. And we're going to continue talking to Steph on the other side. 888-95 talking about Steph on the other side. Not talking to Steph at 888-957-9570 at the text line or the phone number, because didn't have enough time in this segment, but I want to get to what Steve Kerr had to say. And Duriel did bring up a good point about Steph's injury, and I'll play that sound for you on the other side with Curry giving you a little update. We'll get to all that next. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Steps in, takes a teardrop, and he's got his 50. 121-99. 10th time Curry has scored 50 or more. Draymond with a foul. And listen to the applause at Chase Center for Stephen Curry.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
That was Tim Roy on the call, as always, for the Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. And that was his call for Steph putting up 50 with that nice little floater, even though the Warriors were already up 20 and there was just under 4 minutes left in the game. And before we get to Anthony, who's on 580, who was nice enough to call in here, and of course you can feel free to as well at 888-957-9570 at the text line or the phone number. You heard Tim Roy there, and Tim Roy at this point, he's seen so many of them. I mean, he's seen 10 so far that at the time, the journey to getting to the 50 points, that never gets old. But when he hits 50, it just becomes old hat at some point, right? And that was Tim Roy on the radio call. And I just stumbled upon this. Shout out to you, Warriors subreddit of reddit.com. But they posted this video, and I hadn't heard this until the commercial break, and I want to play it for you right now. But this is courtesy of Bally Sports Southeast, Of course, that's the Atlanta Hawks broadcast with Bob Rathbun and Dominique Wilkins. We all know who Dominique Wilkins is, and Bob Rathbun is a longtime play-by-play guy. He's very good at what he does. I actually really like watching him. The Hawks are one of my favorite league pass teams, so I watch them all the time. But listen to this guy's broadcast here, Mr. Bob Rathbun, when Steph scores 50. This is going to make you laugh.
Curry with the floater. I mean, okay, he's got 50. Is it really that big a deal?
Obviously.
I mean, you've won championships, you've been an MVP, you're going to the Hall of Fame. What's the big deal about getting 48 or 50? I don't get that.
Yeah, they wanted them to make a quick foul to get him out of the game. Hey, being a player, I can see it.
But you're up by... Oh,
yes, you're up by 20.
22.
You're up by 20 before that shot. I mean, it makes no difference, you know. But I've seen that happen so many times. You remember when we were in Houston?
Oh!
Yeah, that's what Steph does to people. I don't know. When we talk about his legacy, when it's all said and done, which it doesn't look like it's going to be over for a while. I mean, this dude is looking, you know, every bit so far worth the contract. And, you know, last night was a scary moment in that first half, granted. And you're thinking, how long would Steph be out if he has like a dislocated shoulder? Because anytime a player's holding their arm down like that and not moving it, more often than not, it means they have a dislocation there. But that didn't end up happening, and he was able to come back into the game. But one thing that we can always talk about whenever Steph's done is we can, of course, talk about the 3-point shooting. Best of all time. We can talk about how much more he's improved on defense later in his career. We can talk about the assist numbers. We can talk about the off-ball movement. But one thing that we need to mention when we're talking about the list of accomplishments is how many broadcasters he's made make this noise.
Oh!
I mean, come on!
Curry with the floater. I mean, okay, he's got 50. Is it really that big a deal?
Obviously.
I mean, you've won championships, you've been an MVP, you're going to the Hall of Fame. What's the big deal about getting 48 or 50?
Man, let me tell you. All right, he is the oldest player at 33 years old to have 50 points and 10 assists in a game, and I guarantee you, Steph didn't even know that by the time, as he was doing it, I can guarantee that. But he's the first to do that. He's the first player so far this season to score 50 points. And also, he's the third Warriors player in history to have 10 50-point games. Rick Barry has 14 and Wilt Chamberlain has 105. I've repeated that stat three different times because 105 is just insane, especially when you're averaging 48 minutes a game. when you're averaging an entire game as your minutes, but 105 is just crazy. But the fact that Steph scored 10 in this era and doing it in the way that he was doing it last night, he was unbelievable. And we're kind of used to it, but at the same time, watching a guy like Steph, and this is actually the question here that I want to go with at 888-957-9570 at the text line or the phone number. Now that we're here, I like to have this conversation, but is there any other athlete you'd rather watch heat up than Steph Curry? Is there any other athlete when they're at the top of their game? Is there any other athlete that's in there? Along with Steph. Is it just Steph and everybody else? Is there anybody up there with Steph? Because as far as I'm concerned, it's Steph at the top. If you're creating this into a tier system, in tier one, there's only one player, and that's Steph. And then the rest are tier two, tier three, tier four, however you want to categorize it. But at 888-957-9570, I'd love to know from you if there's any other player in sports who's as exciting to watch when they're hot as Steph Curry, because he absolutely was last night, dropping 50 on 28 shots. But we do have Anthony on 580 right now who wants to chime in. What's going on, Anthony?
Good morning. So first of all, I got to give a shout out to Doriel because he bring it every morning, and I'm up when you guys are up because I start at 4:30 a.m. So like I'm in the truck and he'd be killing it. But I didn't watch the game last night because I got to get up so early, so I'll go to sleep pretty early. But I'm just liking the Warriors, the way they're playing ball again. Like, you know, last season was, you know, obviously there was some gelling issues going on with the different players and, you know, maybe not buying into, like, the Warrior culture. And I know we throw that word around, but you can see the difference this year versus last season with, you know, people like JTA and GP2. They bought into, like, the style of play and, like, you know, you play hard, you play good defense, you make screens, and, you know, you pass the ball and you'll get yours. And you might not score 25 or whatever every night, but you'll get 14 or something like that. So I've appreciated that. I really do like watching Curry play. But for me, I've always been more of a Klay fan, maybe because, like, his defensive prowess is something that I relate to. So for me, it would definitely be Klay. But obviously, there's nothing wrong with picking Steph if you like Steph, because everybody, like, his game is great. And it's so exciting to watch it because he's like, like they say, that kind of like boy next door that's not super, he isn't like a big person, but you know, like as far as like stature and everything. But when he plays ball, like, I mean, he's larger than life. So either way you go, but for me, I've always gravitated to the way Klay plays defense and then can still put up, you know, 30, 40 and have those Claymaker games.
I appreciate the phone call, Anthony, and I really hope we get back to that. And that's what makes you think that Klay can be, you know, that much, not that much better, because no one is going to be better after having two season-ending injuries. But if you can, if Klay can get back to, you know, that point of scoring, what, 50 points on 11 dribbles or whatever it is, you know, something crazy like that, but man, the way that Steph was playing last night, I don't know. I haven't seen Klay in a while, so I kind of forgot what that's like. But seeing Steph do this sort of thing just season after season and what feels like one every 10 games, it's just it's unbelievable. And I like what he mentioned about the team and just overall how they're working well together. And I was saying earlier on in the show, but one of the things that's impressed me most about this team so far in their 9-1 start is that everyone has carved out Steve Kerr and company, with, you know, Mike Brown, who wasn't coaching last night, with Kenny Atkinson, with Miljovic, with all the assistant coaches, with everybody. He's been working out roles for every player on this team, and each player seems to understand that role and knows how to play into it. There was a sequence in that game. I think Steph was off the floor, but there was a moment where the Hawks were starting to fight back. I think it was in the first quarter after Steph was out with an injury. But the ball movement, and it didn't even end in a layup. I think Draymond was the one who the ball ended up in his hands at the end of the play. But there were like four or five solid passes. And I mean, there were some moments last night where you're like, okay, I understand you want to pass as much as you can, but make sure that you actually, you know, hit the open threes whenever you get to that point. Because, you know, sometimes they pass up on open threes. It's like, okay, you could stop the passing a little bit. But there's sequences like that where it goes from Bielitsa to Iguodala to Poole and then to Draymond, who has an open look at the rim. And that's really where the game was won last night, other than Steph going off. But the points in the paint, there was a huge discrepancy there. And the fact that they had 31 assists in this game compared to 21 for the Atlanta Hawks, and the fact that they had a box and one in the second half and the Hawks still couldn't manage to find a way to get any assist there, that just goes to show how good the defense was from the Warriors. But right now, they're leading the league in points per game. They are third in the league in points given up, and they are currently leading the league in assists per game. They got 30.3 assists per game so far this season. The Spurs have 27.8, so you can round that up to 28. Then you got the Suns, who have 27. Then the Hornets, who have 26. The Grizzlies, who have 25. So these guys are averaging damn near five more assists than the Memphis Grizzlies, who are looking like one of the better teams in the Western Conference right now. That's where they're at. They're playing so damn well. From the 510, He's tier two, but A-Rod gets showtime when he's on fire throwing dimes everywhere. Well, we're not going to see that for a while. From the 510, watching Clay's 37-point quarter on YouTube still baffles me, and his shot is just so aesthetically pleasing, isn't it? Everything's squared up, and he just whoop, flicks it, goes in. From the 925, Steph, KD, Dame, that's Ernie from Concord. You could put those guys up there, but the way that's... And when Dame's heating up, we haven't really seen that so far this year, but when Steph is heating up the way that he is and the confidence that he plays with and every shot that he knocks down, it just feels bigger and bigger. And the best part, there's so much. I've been saying like there's 18 different best parts to Steph in his 50-point games, but it's also the eruption in Shea Center that happens whenever he knocks down a three. There's no reaction that's better, especially if you're at a live sporting event. You know, it's great when you go to like a Sharks game and a young guy scores, everyone goes nuts for that, or when you go to a baseball game and previously, you know, Buster Posey, when he would hit a home run prior to his retirement, everyone would go crazy there. But when Steph is on fire and he continues to knock down threes, the eruption in the crowd, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. And before we get to the calls here at 888-957-9570, here's what Steph had to say about that Chase Center crowd.
Chase is starting to pick up a spirit of its own. It's an unfair comparison to Oracle, honestly, but you know, we're trying to put ourselves in a position where we're winning games, protecting home court, where we can develop a new identity of what this building means in terms of home court advantage. So, you know, we had three championships in that building. We want to try to get one in here, but it's a work in progress, and it does make a huge difference having, you know, a sold out arena and that buzz and energy. You know, you talk to the opposing players who come in, they've been on the other side of that and feeling pretty comfortable coming in this building, you know, in the last couple of years, and they've noticed, you know, how much of a difference it makes. So it helps for sure.
And you could tell with that sequence at the end of the third quarter, it was my favorite sequence of the game, where there's about a minute 40 left and Curry drains a three in Herter's face after the Hawks just missed a three on the opposite end. And then when Herter's bringing the ball up the floor, Steph has followed him around. Bielitsa helps him, but then Steph just picks his pocket, and then they end up having to call timeout because Herter has to foul Curry and try to knock the ball out of bounds instead of giving Curry just a free fast break layup. I mean, it was, and the way that Steph was pumping everybody up, it was special last night, what we got to witness here in the 10th game of the season. But 888-957-9570 is the text line and the phone number. If you want to weigh in, we got a few callers on hold here, and you know how I do it. I can't really screen the calls when I'm on the air because I'm in the producer studio still. We'll move into the regular studio at some point, but I really screen the calls live on air, and it's kind of unprofessional, but that's how we're doing it. So we got three callers here. Let's get to them. What's your name? Where you call from? If I do answer you, that means I am taking your call right now. What's your name? Where you call from?
Hey, what's up, nice guys? Neff in Santa Clara.
Neff in Santa Clara. What's going on, Neff?
Just wanted to weigh in. Not much, man. Good morning to you, and a happy Tuesday. I just wanted to weigh in on the game last night, man. That's just authentic Warriors basketball. I believe that's just what got us to where our little dynasty that we had, the three championships. I'm sold on this team. They're back. And also, just they got to stay away from the turnovers. I know that in the past, the turnovers have really been biting us in the butt. And got to stay healthy. I know this is out of their control. Their P's and Q's, keep our players healthy, hydrated, none of that stuff. And to the heating up stuff, Steph's not in a league of his own. You know this nice guy. He's tier one. Me being such a diehard Raider fan, yeah. I was thinking of D.C. Not too consistent, but what that game you had against Philly, tier two, tier three, maybe in between tier two, tier three, that was some lightning in a bottle stuff that he's got to capture a little bit more often. But other than that, let's go Warriors. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate your phone call, Neff. And, you know, maybe, yeah, I don't know if you're looking at that last game exactly when you want to use Derek Carr as an example. But there's nobody like Steph going right now. Scoring 50 points on 28 shots? I mean, who else does that? You know, in the guys that I mentioned earlier with Rick Barry, who has 14 50-point games in his career, and Wilt Chamberlain, who has 105, I guarantee you they did not do it on 28 shots, primarily because, well, the three ball wasn't around, but also because they're not going to be doing it the way Steph was, going 9 of 19 from the floor, scoring 27 of his points, while also knocking down 13 of his 13 free throws. A couple of those, about six of those free throws, by the way, were due to a three-point attempt in the first place. I mean, he was plus 31 on the floor, but this team, the way that they play so together, the way that Steve Kerr, it just feels like everyone loves playing for him right now. Feels like everybody loves playing for Kerr. And they're just, like Kerr has mentioned in the past, they're playing with joy. You know, having a lot of fun on the court. When guys put up the dunks, I mean, that happened over the weekend when you get a big dunk from GP2 or Andre Iguodala like there was last night, even in the fourth quarter when the game was out of reach for the Hawks. Like, those moments, you could tell they enjoy it. And it really, that joy is exuded through the TV, and you enjoy watching it on your own. That's what's so great. And we're 10 games into the season. I didn't think they'd be at this point 10 games into the year. And I didn't know if they'd get to this point prior to Clay and Wiseman's return. And can I say something? I'll say the one thing that, you know, not a lot of people want to talk about and nobody wants to bring up. And maybe I shouldn't even bring this up, but whatever. I'm not going to lie. With everyone who's saying, I can't wait till Clay and Wiseman return, and I can't wait till their comeback, with the way that they're flowing right now, if they're flowing the same way, what if Clay and Wiseman comes back and they're just not playing the same? Whoa! Whoa, who said that? Who said that? Turning off the dial now. I probably shouldn't have brought that up, but that was something that crossed my mind, because everyone is saying it, and that's what makes me nervous, because we are wrong all the time. But Steph spoke after the game, and if you were wondering about his shoulder, In the first quarter, he started off with 8 of the team's first points, and then he eventually had 10, but then he would have to leave the court with about 6.5 minutes left because he was going around a screen and seemed to jam his shoulder. Here's what Steph had to say about his shoulder after the game.
Kind of got jammed on a screen. Similar thing that happened in like the last preseason game. Just a little tweaking, it was fine.
No, you get a treatment after?
No, it's almost identical. I know how it responds. So it's one of those kind of wake you up type of feelings, and then no harm, no foul, no.
And one of those instances in which Curry, you know, would have to run around screens is if they pull the box in one, which they did last night in the second half. However, Steph just has to stick in one spot, doesn't have to move around and try and follow whoever's the ball handler. Doesn't have to follow Trae Young like Gary Payton II was, because they've got that luxury in GP2. So the risk of injury is a little lower as well. I liked that game last night overall. It was just so much fun to watch. And how much more can you really say about it? And one thing that I want to play before I do get out of here one more time, we've played some Tim Roy. We have
Curry steps in, takes a teardrop, and he's got his 50. 121-99, 10th time Curry has scored 50 or more. Draymond with a foul, and listen to the applause at Chase Center for Stephen Curry.
And then you have this sound, courtesy of Bally Sports Southeast from the Atlanta Hawks broadcast when Steph put up 50.
Curry with a floater. I mean, okay, he's got 50. Is it really that big a deal?
Obviously.
I mean, you've won championships, you've been an MVP, you're going to the Hall of Fame. What's the big deal about getting 48 or 50? I don't get that.
You know, they wanted that, and they make a quick foul to get them out of the game. Hey, being a player, I can see it.
But you're up by... Oh,
yes, you're up by 20.
22.
You're up by 20 before that shot. I mean, it makes no difference, you know. But I've seen that happen so many times. You remember when we were in Houston?
Oh!
That's the noise that Steph brings out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.